Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McClellan. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-0 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Shocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker fires to first and picks off Shealy. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field. Tobin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tobin. Schalk moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. Faber moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McClellan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Severide moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerb hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 3 in the game. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.